You might have a hard life, but do you have a Julia Ota hard life? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Sometimes I think I have a hard life because I can get stressed out about money or not having enough time or any other of a bunch of different things. But then I read about someone else's life, like in today's devotion. It's titled Julia Ota, A Fragrant Bloom for Christ by Sonia Anderson. A child in a spoil of war, forced to live with the enemy, far from home. Then as a young woman, a war prize again, forced to serve the nation's most powerful leader. Finally, exiled to an island for her Christian faith. This was the life of Julia Ota, who lived over 400 years ago. Japanese warriors invaded her Korean home and swept her back to Japan, an unjust and tragic event, especially for a child. But Julia also grew up experiencing God's blessing, goodness, and transforming love. In Japan, an influential Christian general and his wife raised her as their own. She was baptized and named Julia. Life changed again for Julia, however, when Tokugawa Ieyasu won a decisive battle, became shogun, and executed the Christian general. Julia became the shogun's lady-in-waiting. When she was faced with an ultimatum, Julia refused to deny Christ, who loved her and had sacrificed himself and been raised for her. So the shogun exiled her to the Izu Islands. On the islands, she cared for those who were weak, sick, or in need of encouragement. Like a beautiful flower, Julia's love for Christ spread a healing fragrance of joy and hope everywhere she went. Her charity and evangelism are still remembered in Japan and Korea today, with various memorials and even an annual festival. How amazing is it that Jesus is at work, even in the worst of circumstances? So, what are some questions you've got? As Christians, when we go through terrible circumstances in our lives, we can know that Jesus Christ holds us through it all and is working for our good. Read about that in Romans 8. How might this truth embolden us to share his goodness with others, even in the midst of hardship? Has anyone in your life shared Jesus' joy, hope, and healing with you? What was it like? Is there anyone in your life who might need the fragrance of Jesus' joy, hope, and healing in their life? Consider spending some time in prayer, asking God how you might spread the love and knowledge of Christ to that person. Now, as you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 2:15, "For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in 2 Corinthians 2:12 through 17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you going through a tough time in life too? Tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. No matter how you feel about them, you still got to remember, our God is the God of spiders too. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.